Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Feedback here from Brian. Part of me hoped that this was like the Matt Niskanen fake trade just to see Gator get let down. Gator's reaction to the Mexi melt was priceless.
Why? That's mean.
It would have been pretty funny.
That's just mean.
This is a day to celebrate.
Hell yeah.
If you think he's joking, he's not. He is hitting Taco Bell on the way home.
Of course
Mexi melt.
Mexi melt, man. Yeah. When they brought back Mexican pizza, you know who was there? Me. Mm-hmm. Not through the app.
No, you had to wait for the apps thing.
Yeah, wait another day.
Would you have gotten the app if the only way you could get the Mexi melt was through the app?
Might have.
Yeah.
There you go. You found his threshold.
Yep.
You found my Jahmyr Gibbs.
He's anti-app.
Three first-round picks, Jahmyr Gibbs, a second-round pick, and Mexi melt?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Ben Johnson. I might do Venmo, you know, for this. Kidding.
Yeah, you wouldn't go that far.
No, it's not crazy.
Ben Johnson, Lions offensive coordinator, spoke to the media yesterday. We like to bring you the best of what he had to say. On Jared Goff taking too many hits last week and the week before. What's going on up front? Here's what Ben Johnson had to say. Last year, they were in Goff's face. There were three fumbles in that game. They were very disruptive. And, you know, that's why this matchup is so big. And it just feels like the first of two titanic showdowns between the Lions and the Green Bay Packers. And weather's not going to be great. Next one comes. Is next one Thanksgiving? No, it's not. That's when they go Thursday. They'll go Thursday for Thanksgiving, and the following Thursday's Amazon Prime game when it's back here in Detroit. So, in fact, that's like a month away. It's two times in a month. This is round one. And the Lions have done better against Green Bay in their place of late. Protect the quarterback.
You got to.
For the game and for the season, please protect the quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's the mantra once you start the season is you always have to protect the quarterback. But what's happened to Jared Goff the last few weeks, he's taken a lot more hits than we feel comfortable watching our quarterback take hits. He's coughed the ball up a couple of times. Fortunately, they haven't lost those fumbles. He's been able to fall on top of it, or a teammate will. Last week, Arden Key was the guy getting to him. And Arden Key has not shown that ability in his NFL career to a consistent rate. I mean, he's been in the league for, I think, 6 or 7 years here, and he's got his high in sacks in any season is 6.5. But he got to Jared Goff a couple times on Sunday and looked like a Pro Bowler doing it. So let's protect that side.
It's funny, Kang, as we talk our way through this, one thing's becoming abundantly clear. Gator does not like Arden Key.
I feel like that too, man.
You,
I
mean, do like, not I don't like know why or want Arden Key.
You just go at him. Like,
because I wanted to deflect before, because I think people will overreact what happened on Sunday and think this guy's the truth.
Okay, but you know we were talking about him before Sunday?
Barely, did we? I don't know if we did. I don't know if we did. And frankly, he's a guy that, I mean, if you're going to add him to the team, would it be an upgrade over what we have? Yeah. Is that? But if that's all they do, I'm not going to be happy with it. I want more than Arden Key.
I'm not sure you even want Arden Key.
I would. I'd take him, but I want more than that. If that's all that it's done, it's so underwhelming.
All right, so finally, Lions haven't had a problem with turnovers, and Green Bay does attack, and they're really good with takeaways. Ben Johnson was asked about, you know, solidifying that part of the game and making sure that you don't turn it over. What's been the key? Keep it up. Just keep it up.
Rip that dagger.
You like that, don't you?
That's fun.
Yep. So, and you got other teams asking him about it, which is crazy. And then last night during the Thursday night football game, Jets fans were seen in the stands wearing paper bags over their head, and written on the paper bag was, "Save us, Ben Johnson." Sorry, can't have him. It's cool. Yeah, we like him too. Can't have him. And we might be able to keep him. Ready to pick some games?
Yes.
All right. Gator won't brag unless he's bragging, so I'll brag for him. Right now, Gator is 29-16 against the number. After a 4-2 week last week, this is outstanding. I am 23-22, 5-3 in my locks. Gator's 4-4 in the locks. I think you're good in everything but your locks. Your locks
are
nearly
5-3 in my locks.
I got you 4-4. I thought you missed last week.
I did to make me 5-3.
All right, my bad. There he goes. Like I said,
well, I have the numbers in front of me. That's all.
Texas Tech is getting 13.5 taking on Iowa State. I like the Red Raiders plus the 13.5.
Interesting. I will go with Army minus 22 against Air Force. Army is a wrecking ball, and Air Force is just not good enough to stop them.
Do you see the helmets Army's wearing this week?
I haven't.
You got to look them up.
I'm sure they're going to be great.
Next up, Penn State versus Ohio State. The total in that game's 46.5. I see lots of offense. I'll play the over 46.5.
I like the over in that, too. I took it off my list, but I initially had it down there. I think that's a good call. I like Georgia minus 14.5 against Florida. I think Georgia's going to start showing people why they're arguably the best team in the country.
Should be good weather down there for that one. My car house lock of the week, UCLA is traveling to Nebraska. Nebraska's laying 6.5. I'm taking the homestanding Cornhuskers.
Is it because of travel, Doug?
It's always a factor, Gator.
Doug
and UCLA stinks.
And UCLA is terrible, yes. Texas A&M is giving up 3 points on the road at South Carolina. Texas A&M is starting to put things together. It's a good football team, and they're playing really well. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week, giving up just 3 at South Carolina.
Next up, we go to the NFL. Arizona's playing host to Chicago. Chicago is winless on the road this year. Arizona's only laying a point. I'll take the homestanding Cardinals.
Miami takes their show on the road at Buffalo. Miami's getting 6 points. Look, those guys are getting healthy again, and that offense, which had only been averaging 14 points a game going into the last week, they more than doubled that output. I like Miami plus 6.
Next up, the Minnesota Vikings are at home taking on Indianapolis. Minnesota coming off a long week with the game last Thursday. I'll take Minnesota to cover the 5.5 against the Colts.
Ditto.
All right. And my final pro pick, Jacksonville plus 8 at Philly. Big win for Philly last week. Jacksonville. Hey, man, we had to pick a 2-6 team that's going to rally. I'm putting my money where my mouth is and taking the Jags.
Washington is at the New York football Giants. They're giving up 4 points in this game. The Giants are just a god-awful football team, no matter how you slice it. They can't get anything going there. I like what Washington's done this year. I think they're going to build on it, and they're going to take care of the Giants, and it'll be easy, minus 4.
Every week, Kang loves on a pick and hates on a pick. Which one do you like the most?
Gator, I love your pick at Georgia, minus 14.5 against Florida. Yeah, Georgia should roll in that one. Dogs all the way.
And which one do you hate?
Stick with Gator on this one. I don't like the Washington minus 4 at the Giants. It seems like an easy pick, but Washington did win on a Hail Mary last week. And the last time they played the Giants, it took a walk-off kick to beat the Giants. Giants are terrible, but at some point they're going to win another game. I think it's going to be this week.
Those are our picks. Do with them what you will, if I bet it, here on Carson Anderson.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! and fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.